Survivor Experiences Service for People Who Experienced Abuse in Care. Literacy Support Information and Consent Form. Producer's Note: This document shows the logo of the Survivor Experiences Service. This document was produced as a single audio file using synthetic speech, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 22nd of December 2023. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. With synthetic speech, all care is taken to ensure good pronunciation, including words in Te Reo Māori, but some pronunciation limitations are still unavoidable. End of producer's note. Survivor Experiences Service for People Who Experienced Abuse in Care. Literacy Support Information and Consent Form. Most people choose to share their experience of abuse in care with us in a private session. A private session is a meeting. Some people choose to write about their experience instead. This is called a written account. This document is for people who choose to write about their experience and who need extra support to do that. If you need extra support with reading or writing, we can connect you with a literacy support service. The literacy support service helps people who have trouble with reading or writing. They can help you to write about your experience. The first part of this document is about the literacy support service. The second part is about agreeing to use the literacy support service, if that is what you decide to do. Part 1 about the literacy support service. What is involved in the literacy support service? If you decide to use the literacy support service, these things can happen. We can give your contact details to the literacy support service. We will tell them why you want to use the literacy support service and any support needs that you have. The literacy support service will work with you to develop a plan. Together you will decide the dates and times to meet, where you will meet, what support they will give you, when your written account will be finished by, and how it will be sent to the Survivor Experiences Service. They will also find out if you need any other support, such as whānau to attend with you, well-being support, or help with transport. The Literacy Support Service will follow your plan and help you write about your experience. You can change your mind or stop using the Literacy Support Service at any time. The Literacy Support Service will contact the Survivor Experiences Service if it is not in your best interests to continue. They cannot contact you. You do not attend your meetings with them. Your well-being. Talking or writing about what happened to you might make you feel strong emotions. You might feel good that you have been heard. You might feel proud or relieved. You might feel angry, sad, or have other emotions. We want to make sure that you can cope and that you feel safe and comfortable. You can find out more about our well-being supports in the document, Well-being Support Information and Consent Form. If you do not already have a copy of this, please contact us and ask. Our contact details are at the end of this document. Confidentiality. Your information and everything that you say will be kept confidential. The Literacy Support Service will not keep your written account. This will be given to the Survivor Experiences Service. The service will have to share my confidential information if you tell them about a serious risk to you or someone else. If this happens, the service will tell the police or a mental health service. The service will only share the information that is needed. You say that you are involved in, or planning, serious crimes. If this happens, the service will tell the police. The service will only share the necessary information. A court orders the service to give them the information. The service will only share the necessary information. Once you have finished being involved with the service, your information will be stored in the government archive. Access to this will be restricted. Part 2 Agreement to use Literacy Support Service. If you want to use the Literacy Support Service, we need to know some information about you. You can tell us that information by filling in this form and returning it to us by post or email, by phoning us or emailing us a video or audio message that includes all of the information that we need to know. Our contact details are at the end of this document. Please tell us your full name, your date of birth, your address, why you want to use the literacy support service. Supported decision making. Please tell us about any support you had that helped you understand this information or choose to use the literacy support service. Support needs. Is it okay for us to tell the well-being support service if you have a disability or any extra support needs? This will help them to support you well. Yes, no. Please tell us which literacy support service you would like to use. If you are filling in the form, please circle your choice. Literacy Aotearoa. They are available to anyone. Howard League Trust. They support people who are in prison. Personal Advocacy and Safeguarding Adults Trust. They specialize in supporting people with learning, intellectual disabilities. I don't mind. If you understand the information in this document and want to use a literacy support service, please tell us or tick the box on the form. If you are filling in the form, please add your signature below and the date that you filled this in. Signature, date. How to contact us. You can contact us by phone, text, email, or post. Phone 0800-456-090. In Australia, the phone number is 1-800-456-032. The phone line hours are 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. New Zealand time. Text 8328. Email contact at survivorexperiences.govt.nz. You can write to us at Survivor Experiences Service, Rotonga Whakaumorehu, P.O. Box 805, Wellington 6140. If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deaf-blind, speech-impaired or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service. www.nzrelay.co.nz. Producer's Note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 22nd of December 2023 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited. 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 1050. Phone 0932041173. Email info@aicomps.co.nz. Website www.aicomps.co.nz. This audio production of this document is intended primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.